from COI, and I'm presenting on the proposal that I've been a part of to create a United States Public Health Medical College. And a quick background on myself as well as my colleagues, I'm currently a second-year resident physician at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. However, in 2005-2006, I served as the Legislative Affairs Director for the American Medical Student Association. At that time, Lena Nguyen was the National President of the AMHSA. She's a graduate of Washington University in St. Louis, and unfortunately couldn't be here today as she's currently studying at Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar. And finally, Paul Wright is the ED, Executive Director, CEO of the American Medical Student Association, and he has for 30 years been developing physicians and training into community and public health leaders, and has done, and this is sort of his vision of what medical education should be as it ties into the public health role. I probably need not even have these slides in this presentation for this room. As we all know, there are 47 million Americans who are uninsured, another 40 million who are underinsured, which, as the IOM reported, leads to 18,000 premature deaths every year. There are overcrowded emergency rooms that are serving as the primary care providers for millions of patients in this country, and there are communities without physicians. Our healthcare system is breaking. And when disaster strikes, it completely collapses, as was unfortunately witnessed in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. Aside, as a building issue in the last several years has been the issue of having a physician shortage in this country. COGME, the Council on Graduate Medical Education, in their 16th report stated that we'll have a shortfall of about 85,000 physicians, and therefore we need to have an increase in our medical school population of about 15% in order to meet that shortfall. The AAMC, the American Association of Medical Colleges, also has made a recommendation to increase our medical school size by 30% in order to meet these shortfalls. So we have a combination of a breaking down healthcare system as well as a looming physician shortage, which raises the question, will we be prepared for the next public health disaster, whether it be a natural disaster or bioterrorism or infectious or even more terrorist type activities. There is definitely a need for public health physicians, and I think it's worth my time to take a step back and say, as a physician, I know that my training does not include very much, or if at all, any public health knowledge training to understand how we as physicians, what role we play in the public health system, and what other roles are out there that we will need to interface with at certain times when there is a public health need to step forward. And so the issue is we need to train more physicians, and we also need to train more physicians who understand the public health system and how physicians need to interact with that. And so while we certainly have a need for many other public health workers, in particular our proposal is addressing the fact that if we're going to be training more physicians, we should be training physicians who understand what role they need to play in the public health system. The APHA, several years ago, said that the number of public health workers has been declining since 2000, with 158 workers per 100,000 Americans in 2000, which is down from 220 workers per 100,000 in 1980. And as we've seen data here earlier, the expectation is about half of that workforce will retire or depart from the public health field in the next several years. And more than that, four out of five public health employees lack formal public health training. And on top of all this, we see that there are budget cutbacks or budget reallocations in response to federal initiatives on bioterrorism and other drives that have been shifting the funding to different areas. The IOM in 2003, I believe, said that without sufficient numbers of well-trained physicians, the entire public health system is weakened. Reports from the public health agencies identify serious gaps in the supply of public health physicians, and the committee, the IOM, estimates that 20,000 physicians are needed in public health careers, an increase of 10,000 over the current number. So we have a severe shortage of public health physicians. Looking at where we need physicians, the answer is everywhere. This is the HRSA and American Association of Family Practitioners put together a map of where there are shortage areas, and essentially it's throughout the entire country. both rural and urban. And you know, the other effect of having a physician shortage is health disparities. And this is one of course, hundreds of slides that I could present demonstrating the fact that our population does not receive equal care throughout, despite or because of where they live or their socioeconomic status. So with that as background, I wanted to talk a little bit about the solution that we proposed as the American Medical Student Association and looking at this issue. So we believe there's a need and a role for having 10 new medical schools and more medical campuses throughout the country, so to meet the broad-based need across the nation. And to meet these numbers, we would need to have about 150 students in each class, with training dedicated to get towards an MD, a physician's degree, as well as a Master in Public Health or equivalent degree in order to have the training in public health as well. The training would be public health oriented and primary care focused, again focusing on the areas that are in particular need in our country at this time. And the next question, of course, is who will come and how you get them to join or to approach these medical schools. The answer is the applications for medical schools has always exceeded the number of slots available. And most recently, there were 42,000 applicants for the 17,000 slots, and that's up from 30-some thousand applicants. So there are many qualified individuals who are currently being turned away because we simply do not have the spaces available. But in addition to that, we think it is plausible and ideal to provide free tuition with an obligation of 8 years to pay back in underserved communities, as well as a role as a first responder and trained in such a capacity to be able to respond to acute incidents that come up and to know where, as a physician, we fit into the capacities that need to be filled. Finding the solution, the students, is not too difficult in terms of looking for students who will be selected on basis of their community involvement and their community leadership, ideally drawn from the communities around the medical schools, so that they will represent the face of the population that they will be treating as primary care physicians. With the goal of creating a new cadre of physicians that will address the public health needs of chronic illnesses and health disparities, as well as the public health needs that arise during natural disasters and other bioterrorism events. So with the public health training as well as the primary care emphasis, they can serve the chronically underserved populations as well as developing the primary care structures. So the conclusion is the United States Public Health Medical College will address the physician shortage, unequal geographic distributions, lack of disaster preparedness among health professionals, particularly physicians, and address health disparities across racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic and educational lines. And if you have more questions about this, we did generate a white paper with more details and more specifics as to budgets and what would be in the curriculum and other things like that. And you can speak with me afterwards, and I have copies of that if you'd be interested. Thank you.